edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money, and yes, here we are on another day, day after the iconic first showing, midnight showing of Spider-Man Far From Home. I am joined by a bunch of crazy nerds. I don't know who is not dead inside.
That introduction could have been smoother.
It was just fine.
Why you always gotta comment on it like right afterwards?
Yeah, I know. Just break up. No kidding.
Why not?
This is on brand.
Yeah, I'm trying to be on brand.
I guess.
By the way, I did get a chance to interview Hacksaw Jim Duggan today, which was pretty awesome. Just to let you guys know, it was pretty sweet.
That is awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't get it recorded, but he did record something for the Nerdwatch. Did you guys just hear it?
Yeah, he recorded a string of insults for each individual cast
member. Right. So here's the first one. This is for Todd.
Ho! Hey, folks. I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and I want you to check out the Nerd Watch, tough guy. Ho!
How awesome is that? Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
I feel like we just listened to that.
No, they didn't.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
Okay.
So I didn't think we heard it. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am here joined by a bunch of nerds. We have a truncated show because we have to make another movie premiere tonight. We are so on brand tonight that we're just doing movie after movie after interview.
What time does the movie start? What time does the movie start?
7 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay, don't worry. We got time.
I love that Isaac said off brand, and then G had to steal that term from him.
I said on brand.
He hears anything he likes, and he just.
I just steal it. That's what I do.
He's like, I really love that term. I'm going to take it like
I said off brand. I said on brand.
I made a mistake. I meant on brand.
Yeah, see? So shut up.
I think that's.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's how he gives his movie reviews.
That is true.
He reads berries, and then he's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do, Todd. You're such a jerk. 100%. That is not how
I've seen you waffle on many reviews.
Not waffling.
You've given us one version of your review, and then after berries comes out, it completely changes.
I wish
changes.
We had interns like The Daily Show so we could do like a sizzle clip of you contradicting yourself.
Oh, good. Do it.
You know, I'm going to tell you. Even Aaron doesn't waffle. He sticks by his opinions.
Yeah, Mr. Five Stars.
Even if they're wrong, he sticks by his opinions.
You guys are jerks. Well, thank you, sir. It's okay to have people change their minds if they like something.
And therefore you respect them?
Wow.
Yeah, I changed
my mind. I respect somebody that sticks to their guns, regardless if I respect their opinion.
Say you respect
Aaron. Whether I respect his opinion, I respect that he has his opinion.
Just say that sentence.
Tell him you love him.
Why you got to keep beating around the bush?
Why don't you just tell him you love him?
Just say it. Yeah. Say you love Aaron.
Just say you love him.
I don't.
No. I'm sorry, Aaron. I thought that was going to end differently.
You didn't let me finish.
That's on me.
You didn't let me finish.
That's on me.
Sorry.
You didn't let me finish. I cherish him.
Oh!
You saved
it. I'm blushing now.
Oh, so sweet.
It's
magic.
It makes the sex dirtier, doesn't it?
I feel like it's something Prince would say.
Shut up, Todd. Anyway, I can't believe I'm going to do this. I am going to truncate all of the intros tonight. Joining us tonight, Aaron is here. Of course, Isaac is here. Todd Bernardi is here. Format is here. Cynthia is here. Alika is here. Gannon is here. And, of course, myself, G-Money is here.
Aaron,
did I mention
you?
Did I say you?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Why don't we just all do that since he's here?
Well, here's the thing.
I would have loved to have heard Cindy's version.
Go around one more time just to make sure.
Cynthia, ho! That's awesome.
That's not appropriate.
Are you sure? Because Hacksaw was doing that this morning.
He didn't call Cindy a ho. He's just saying ho.
He should have, though. I would like that to be in my intro. Only from Hacksaw.
Only from Hacksaw? Okay. I can do
all right,
that.
He's still on island. Let's get him to record
She is one ho.
Actually, if you could get him to say Thundercats ho, that would be great.
I didn't even have to coach him on it. He was like, do you want to do some liners? I said, heck yeah. And he just went right
at
it.
He's a pro, man.
He's a pro. So he's awesome.
He has been kind of doing it a while, you know?
Yeah.
And his wife, I mean, can I tell you something? And listen, I no disrespect at all, but.
This sounds disrespectful.
It does.
This sounds like an epic slap down.
Stop you right now?
His wife is scarier than him.
No, you know what?
I hate to break this to you. You're on the record.
I know on the record.
No, but you know, when guests come with handlers, like if they have their wife or somebody deal with people like me with the store and everything, they tend to have a smoother experience.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're coming to appear at a store, you don't want to think about all this other crap.
Right.
So she may have scared you, G-Money, but she gives for good reason.
She scared me.
Keep you in line.
I hope she doesn't listen to this and shows up on Thursday and you're here.
You were so scared you put a tablecloth down.
I did.
Show some respect.
There's some innocuous stains on it, though.
You just got to ask
him. One would say viscous.
I will say this, too, by the way. He was an amazing interview. I'm really excited that he did the interview for us.
He's been doing it for like 40 plus years.
So that was really great. And then
longer than any of us
been
alive.
I found out something interesting, and I'm not going to say too much about it, but I found out today how our very own Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky gets such high-powered people to come and do things this island.
Money.
It sounds colorful.
It's the promises of money.
Oh, no, there's a lot more going on than that. But
chicken katsu curry.
Let's just say
he gives them chicken katsu curry
as
well.
There's lots of katsu curry.
Yeah. He washes their
car.
There's
tons of Kewpies and katsu curry and
he's like, I'll wash your car if you come do our podcast.
Yeah. Even though you live in the mainland.
I know, even though
I'll you wash your rent a car. I'll do your laundry, fluff your pillows, read you a story when you go to sleep.
I would like Hacksaw to read me a story.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
He was very comforting. It was really sweet. Well, listen.
Hold you like it's
starting to get weird.
It is a little weird.
His hands are big enough.
Dude, I shook his hand. Yeah. Holy cow.
He was talking about how big Andre the Giant's hands are.
He's got
like,
meat hooks,
could just,
man.
Like, yeah, he could just crush
my hand. He could crush my hand.
If he flinched,
crazy.
Out of
it,
like, my bones.
Well, listen, Dr. Freaky, Daddy Leaky,
can
listen.
Can you stop addressing me like that? Well,
you keep asking him. If you stopped asking him, he probably would stop.
He's calling you by your title.
We are doing the show a little early because we do have a premiere tonight. We're going to do a truncated version of the comic book list, because every single Wednesday is new comic book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. So let's find out, what is new this week in the world of the comic books.
Daddy Leaks, is that a rocket in your pocket? Never mind what's coming out this week in the world of the comic books.
No, I won't. Never mind.
Don't do it.
I've done better.
You've done better, but that's fine. I liked it.
No, yeah. I enjoyed it.
Adventures of the Super Sons, number 12 of 12.
It makes Dr. Leaky have like a sci-fi penis.
Please stop.
Stop.
Rocket.
We have to get through this. Let's go.
Number one. That's a Marvel book. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3, number 3 of 6. Let's see. Deceased, number 3 of 6. How's that series going, Gannon?
I didn't read the second issue yet, but I like the first one.
Green Lantern.
Well, do you? Tough
Queen.
Guy?
Yeah, I said I liked it.
Sorry.
Fantastic Four, Prodigal Son, number one.
Hacksaw's rubbing off on me.
Interesting.
Wait, who's rubbing off on you?
Hacksaw.
Immortal Hulk,
ew.
Number 20.
Yeah, a little bit.
Joker, the trade paperback, Black Label. Let's
see. Yeah.
The hell is that?
Lee Bermejo did, I can't remember if he Brian Azzarello wrote it, but Brian Azzarello wrote it, Lee Bermejo drew it. And it's kind of a spiritual sequel to The Dark Knight.
Oh,
it's not technically, but it kind of aesthetically looks like it is.
All the Why Black okay? Label stuff is exciting to me.
This is actually an older book. It's just it's just a re-release under the Black
Really?
Label. Yeah, this has come out before.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Why is it okay to call a comic book artist a hoe, but I can't call Cynthia?
You're not Hacksaw.
His name is Bermejo. That's all one word.
Oh,
that's all one word.
Man Eaters, number 10, the Chelsea Kane smash hit,
another woke book,
the Twitter criminal.
Ask me about
she is not so woke now, is she?
Yeah, I guess not.
Wait, can I applaud that?
Twitter assassin.
Yeah, she.
It just seemed like such a stupid fight anyway. It was dumb.
Well, now
I hate to break
it
to you, most online fights are stupid.
Yeah. I agree.
Only the stupidest of fights happen online. I love online. Sea of Stars, number one. That's an Image book. Space Bandits, number one. I think they're making up.
That's
that
a Mark Miller
book that got canceled. They're like, hey, Millar, could you whip us up a Space Bandits book? Because
he's like, you like money, so. Just write books just for no reason.
Star Wars, Age of the Republic, Finn, number one. We all want to know more about Finn.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That'll go really good with all of the action figures left over.
I want to see a book about his janitorial days.
Star Wars, Target Vader, number one.
What
six.
The? What?
Yeah, he was a janitor.
He was a janitor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Miss that?
Yeah. Everyone on this pod knows this except you somehow.
That's why he had a hard time killing at
They
that
make
village.
A big deal about that
I
in Force
missed
Awakens.
That. I gotta watch that again.
All right.
Harrison Ford's like, you were a janitor?
Superman up in the sky, number one of six.
That is actually a collection of the Walmart exclusive series.
Yeah, they're starting
series.
To re-release those things that they said they'd never re-release again.
Yeah.
You know who's
well, because nobody's buying them at Walmart.
Everybody
have
does
you
it.
Seen them at Walmart?
I have.
Available.
Well, yeah, because everybody just lets their kids do whatever the hell they want.
And they only comprise about 10% of each book, so you'd have to get 8 books to get the full thing.
Well, because it's a series of shorts plus reprints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. Uncanny X-Men number 21. We've got our reorder of Walking Dead issue 192, The Death of Real. Should I?
Don't do that.
Because you know what's going to happen.
That's right.
Because Ronald McDonald dies.
Actually, so unless you're subscribed
I watch the show. Thank you for not ruining
unless
for
you're,
well,
unless
this is
you're
the, this is the book. It's not the same thing.
Unless you're subscribed to Walking Dead, you're not getting a copy of issue 193. Although we do have it on reorder.
Okay, can I ask you this?
It's a big deal.
Oh, no. I want to know. Is this a marketing ploy, or is this really the end?
There's actually speculation about it.
Okay.
That Walking Dead will end.
Okay.
But that the book may continue under a different title with the same numbering system, so the story will continue.
Shut up.
Somebody had a theory that he's being very literal. The Walking Dead is ending, but the story may continue on with another title.
The Kirkman. Running Dead. Okay. Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just speculation, because it is all of a sudden that he's canceling the book. Mm. Yeah.
It's true. He's falling into jogging. That big market trap, huh, Todd?
The lollygagging
dead. So much for that
dead.
Independent comic stuff.
He's going to release it in foil covers.
Yes.
Yeah. Finally.
Polybagged editions with armbands.
Yeah. That's going to be great.
Your heroes. Anyway, is that it?
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is it.
I could read the rest of the list if you want.
Every day is new comic book. Every Wednesday is new comic book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And you can get your comics, subscribe to more comics, and of course, do yourself a favor. Come on in the store right here at the Queen Kalamata Center and pick up a comic or two and support local business.
Buy more than 2 comic books.
I said a book or two.
No. Buy more than that. Right. Buy like 10.
Gotcha. All right, fair enough.
Buy the stuff on the wall.
Yeah. And buy collectibles.
Shout out to all our subscribers who are definitely have huge pull lists.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. They pay our rent, man. Great folks.
Count myself amongst
when
them.
When somebody subscribes, right, how many comics do you subscribe to at a time?
Well, so, I mean, some people just get 1 or 2 books, and like it's hard to keep up with.
Lightweights. So
wow.
And then other people have like every DC or every Marvel book, which is like 73 a month.
Wow. You know, crazy people.
Anywhere in between.
Like you. Yeah.
I don't buy everything.
Oh, okay. And you're not like Aaron.
No.
Aaron only buys things that have Back to the Future on them because he's a sociopath.
Or, you know, or what's definitely cinematic gems like Backdraft 2.
He's definitely considered kidnapping.
That is going to be a future classic.
Michael J. Fox before.
Can you even get that on?
It's a future classic in a not really kind of way.
No.
I have.
I can't believe you can get that on hard media.
I have that at home.
Oh, man.
I'd rather watch a cartoon.
Speaking of cartoons and comics, last night this podcast went to the premiere.
This has nothing to do with cartoons.
Okay,
there's a Spider-Man cartoon, bro.
There's a Spider-Man.
But there's no cartoon in the movie.
Come on, man.
Spider-Verse.
Yeah,
that's not what we saw last night.
I just
rewatch it on Netflix, though.
All of our questions were answered. Spider-Man Far From Home at the Regal Mayam Omegaplex. Spider-Man even joined us.
Spider-Man Homeward Bound.
Spider-Man was there. And guess what? There was actually more than one Spider-Man, but our Spider-Man was the best, which was pretty
awesome. There was more than one Spider-Man?
There was more than one?
There was.
Exactly.
He was thick with 2 C's.
That's right.
He's dummy thick.
Yeah, he's...
I don't know how I feel about that, but I like it.
But last night was Spider-Man Far From Home, starring the amazing Tom Holland. Thank God.
Director of Fright Night.
Thank God it's his last one. thank God.
Also director of The Wizard, apparently.
Yeah, he is. He is the director of Wizard. He doesn't even look that old, which is really strange.
Yeah, he was like a negative sperm.
Moisturizer, dude.
This
oil
is
of
supposed
Olay.
To be the short version of the podcast?
This is a short one.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
Journey.
We're 15 minutes in and we're done with the comic book list. That's rare.
Word.
Well, that's because you didn't spend 10 minutes on just the intros.
You want me to start all over?
That's adorable.
Absolutely
like
not.
Exactly. I'm starting all over. That's it. I'm just kidding.
Do over.
Hey, wait. If you're going to restart the show, restart it by playing the entirety of Eye of the Tiger first.
This is a total spoiler cast for Spider-Man Far From Home, right?
Right, it
spoiler
is.
Spoiler
alert.
Spoiler alert. They all die.
Yeah.
But
spoiler alert.
Basically,
everybody's gay.
Nobody gets a review because format was right.
I
he
still
just,
kind of
he beat
feel
everybody.
Like,
he wins.
I don't know. If anybody felt differently than format did, then I don't know why they thought that.
Well, like I said, we're going to find out right now. Because the star, Spider-Man Far From Home.
Oh,
wow. Here we go.
What's up with this? Oh, copyrighted
no, wait.
Music. I love
play
it.
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
And then we do the review.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right.
Everybody be quiet. It's just music.
Lightning in my hands. No, I'm just messing around. I watched Shazam again today. It was so good.
He did have lightning in his hands.
He did.
Amongst other things.
Did you predict that format? Did you predict the lightning in his hands? I love that.
Listen, here's the thing.
Hey,
I am all
format on Mike, so
I'm
you can
all
talk
ready
about
for
right
for I'm all on format side for this, because once again, I told
well, you,
you
have to be, he was
I
right.
told you guys that Thanos was an Eternal, and that's when I told you all to suck it like two podcasts ago.
Shut up. You know that joke lab. Ran its course already. You've
once
done that
again,
for
that's
like
why
five
I'm
shows
on his
in a row.
I'm just letting you know I'm on his side.
Those two things have nothing to do with each other, though.
Totally have the same thing. That's right. So I'm milking it for all it's worth.
He's clinging on to whatever he can get.
Yes. Listen, I'm trying to back you up, Format. What the hell?
But those two things have nothing to do with each other.
Well, the hell with
For the
you.
Record, I don't need you.
Okay.
I was going to say, if there's anyone that doesn't need support on their opinions, it's that guy.
That's true. It's very true. Well, let's do this. Let's start with
that and Todd.
Let's start with the wokest chick in the room.
Nobody we'll wants get to
support. Aaron, go. Oh
You've had practice.
What'd you think, Aaron?
So this is what I thought.
No. The wokest chick in this room, of course, is Cynthia, makeup artist to the
Spider-Sin.
Stars.
Spider-Sin.
So what was...
I feel like we're all too old to say wokest.
Yeah. No, we're not.
I feel like we are.
Woke, bro.
I'm a spring chicken. I don't know.
Are we also
Indiana.
Too old to say hashtag in front of our words?
I know.
Are we... Hashtag I mean, wokest. Is saying hashtag even...
A thing anymore?
No, was like who does that, and why aren't we punching them in the face?
Oh, they're very young. That's why.
Yeah, they're very young.
Mostly under 18.
Yeah, they frown upon keep punching children in the face.
They also
yeah. do they?
That's what I hear. Not. Right. I absolutely do not.
Hashtag eggplant.
Because I could have swore when I was a kid I got punched in the face a couple times.
Aye. I kind of want to do it right now.
It's very telling.
Yeah, you
want
you want a refresher?
Ironically, it wasn't from my parents. That's the weird part.
Yes, but your uncle
a lot. Watch.
No, I'm just kidding. So, Cynthia, my dear, thanks for attending
was
this
it
evening,
Michael Jackson?
Yesterday.
Dude, you're going to be so glad you started with her.
Well, she's much prettier than all of you. So.
And she's the wokest.
In your face, everyone.
Because we're going to base everything off of looks on this show, apparently.
That's
yeah.
what dudes do.
That's how they. Did you ever see the Nerd Watch? There's a full Watch? Websites yeah. where they rank us all by our looks.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it.
Whoa, is there really?
Yeah.
Go check Nerd Watch 2020. Look it up.
I need to go vote on
so
that.
So Francine it's are tied for number one. Mm-hmm. And then
wait, you and Francine are tied.
No, Francine. Yes.
No, I'm weirdly I'm last.
And then it's me. I'm a two. And then, well, I'll go over it later.
The fact you just said that tells me already this is not real.
It's real. Facebook.com/NerdWatch. Check it out. Anyway, Cynthia.
NerdWatch 2020.
Shut your
ass. It's the ranking in the multiverse.
Cynthia, my
yes,
dear,
yes.
you went, saw Spider-Man Far From Home.
I saw it.
And what did you think?
I did not like it.
Wow.
See, I told you girl, that you're going to be
nice.
Glad you started with her.
Oh, okay,
which
well,
I was shocked. I just
shocked. She's shocked,
oh,
Cotton.
Yeah.
What didn't you like about it?
I was, yeah, gosh, I did. I just it didn't resonate with me. The Homecoming was great. This not so much.
Awesome.
Also, it was kind of slow in the middle.
Character and, problems, story problems,
Jake Gyllenhaal problems.
What?
He what? Had that mocap suit.
He had a bubble,
like
and it was predictable. It was visually it was. Beautiful, of course, but it was predictable and slow.
That I will give you. I thought it was incredibly predictable for sure. So did you like Todd?
You didn't say anything
Todd.
Like that last
I
night.
Love Tom.
Did you like Todd? I like Todd.
I like Todd.
No, Tom.
I love Tom. I think he's amazing. I really like that casting choice. I've always
I
liked him in that role.
Him. How
do
you
I
like
do.
Zendaya?
I want to. I just want to squeeze his little face.
I know he's technically 22 or 21 mm-hmm. or whatever, but
That's,
I would.
He's still
he plays
old
a great 15-year-old.
I would adopt him.
Ask her about MJ.
What did you think of Vincent and Daya?
I have feelings on it.
What are these feelings?
I do too. What are your
ways.
Feelings?
In juxtaposed against how beautiful they make Tom, they like make him like a little supermodel. He's got a lot of makeup on. His hair is perfect. She looks schlubby.
Schlubby.
And I get it. It's very heavy-handed with she's a real girl. She's
yeah,
so cool, but it's
it.
Very heavy-handed.
I think they're planning on Tom Holland. They're like leaning into him being the next Iron Man, and so. They're planning on both of them being around for like
mm-hmm,
20
mm-hmm.
years and doing these movies. And so they're like, her arc seems like the
the normal girl becomes, and then by
she becomes
five,
beautiful,
and then yeah. she gets a makeover like Ali Sheedy, and yeah. she comes out.
She gets red hair.
It's gonna be very 80s.
She gets yes. red hair. Turns out
what
she's
was the
white.
Show? What was her show that she was on there, Aaron? You know the name of it. I know.
Shake it up.
Shake it up. That's right.
She is on an incredibly dirty show on HBO, by the way.
I haven't seen that yet.
I haven't seen it. Looks
Chernobyl?
Yes, very dirty show.
She was one of those running the reactor?
Yes!
That was all her fault.
It was all her fault.
It was actually communism's fault, but...
Yeah, it was communism's fault.
But she's the one that didn't push the button when she was supposed to.
Right.
It doesn't matter. The button wouldn't have worked.
So you didn't like... Euphoria is actually...
Spoiler alert! You didn't not everybody watched Chernobyl yet.
You didn't like...
Oh, I wonder what happened.
Hey, can we get back to Cynthia?
Can we just move on from here?
No, I want to hear more
I
want to
hear
talk.
More from you. I want to know, what was it? I mean, the characters, you had an issue with the
Apparently
characters.
Apparently she had a problem
didn't like
with
the story.
I didn't.
Was there something you did like?
Visually, I like the alternate realities.
The
that
sparkle
the,
fingers.
The, that the... The fishbowl dude.
They're
made.
Called illusions, and his name is Mysterio.
His name is Fishbowl
Dude.
Tricks,
Michael. Tricks are what horrors mm-hmm. do. Yeah.
They're illusions, Michael.
They're illusions.
Yes. Yeah, the illusions were great. But, and, you know, I like the cute little thing with the kid being a big Spider-Man fan and hating Peter Parker and
Flash
and
Thompson.
Getting punched in the balls a lot.
Yeah, that was cute. And then it was cute with the glasses.
Yeah,
and
I love
the
that part.
Who was it that punched him in the balls? Because it wasn't Peter.
Hey, no. It was whoever did it did a good job.
It was France.
Yeah, France punched him. No, it was Italy.
Which was weird because they were in Italy when it happened.
All right, Alika, it's your turn, sir. What was your take on Spider-Man Far From Home?
Well, I'm afraid I couldn't enjoy it. I was just thinking about how right format was the whole time.
Damn!
It was funny because... No, I enjoyed it. Especially, you know, the fight scenes between Spider-Man and Mysterio where he used the illusion to battle Peter and stuff. That is very, very, very engaging. And it happened twice, and I thought it was awesome. I am not a fan of drones in general because they will be part of the robot overlord takeover of our society.
It is the only way they could have explained away how the illusions
would affect
damage.
But it's the only way
damage.
They could have, yeah. So I think it worked. And I think that's probably the biggest weaknesses of the movie is the things that they use just because they worked. But it's also a good movie, I think.
Yeah, so you enjoyed it. What were the things that you did like about it?
The costumes.
Of course, of course.
Spider-Man had four costumes in this movie.
Yeah, he did. He had four costumes in
like
the
Lady Gaga and stuff.
The were monkey comics, one, that was cute. That
were they comics accurate?
What was he called?
No,
was he called Night Monkey?
Night Monkey? Which
Night
is
monkey.
Really funny. Which is what I'm going to call Lindsay from now on.
I hope if they make an action figure version of that Spider-Man suit on the blister card, it says Night Monkey.
It's very
wow.
cute. And then also, but I forgot to mention, my favorite part was the end scene. That was my favorite part of the whole movie.
The after credits
really?
Scene?
The after
just...
credits or the mid-credits scene? Okay.
No, the mid-credits. Sorry.
Very interesting. Okay. So
I actually am
because
kind of...
Because I didn't like Nick Fury in it either, and they did explain why, probably.
Right.
Yeah, he seemed like...
He seemed
really,
a little too nice and pushover.
He was so off on during the movie, and then at the end, of course, mm-hmm. we realize why.
Right, and that...
Because he was on his period.
That's not the reason.
So the... Well, I mean...
I don't know what movie you saw.
There are spoilers. So many
What, are you
questions?
Saying black people can't have periods?
No, that's I didn't hear
wow,
that.
Wow, off
what the
rails,
hell was
Gannon?
That?
He brought it up.
I don't know why I said that.
Off the, this is a child. In
I was going off of Isaac. How come I get the heat for it?
Wow, gosh, don't go off of him then. Good Lord. So what?
Yeah,
did,
go off of me.
What didn't you like, Alika?
You loved
no,
every
I mean,
part
I,
of it.
No, I mean, yeah, I. The thing
it.
Is,
fine.
You well, know, when you, Screen Rant has a great take on it, that this is, you know, and everybody said it already. It's been said before that these are like. It's like the world's most expensive TV shows, and it's not your fault if you missed an episode. But
you talk about the pitch meetings.
Yeah, the pitch meetings. We're very lucky.
Where
very
he's
lucky.
Making fun of the movie.
Oh, I mean, whatever. It's true. But we're very lucky to be here. Like, as a kid, if I had known that we were going to get this, it would have been worth the wait. I mean, this is
you would have been bummed as a kid.
Expected.
Finding out you had to
like
wait.
Like 25
till
movies
no,
in 10
no,
years.
I mean,
it's pretty
what
incredible.
We had is, when we what we had when we were kids was also pretty good.
That 1970 show is fantastic.
I think it's an awesome progression. Like, I think, you know, in my lifetime, I've witnessed enough of the history of Marvel through, you know, movies and TV and stuff. And I, you know, I'm just glad I'm seeing this part too.
Right.
And so I, you know, even the bad things, which, you know, it has weak spots.
Right.
Plot holes, whatever. but you know what movie doesn't? There,
right?
It was just fun the whole time. I think the action was good. I think the hero physics; those are always something I nerd out on, and everything is fun.
Oh, Gannon, did you have fun watching Spider-Man Far From Home?
I didn't love it as much as Homecoming for the reasons I loved Homecoming.
Okay.
Because I love the shock of finding out the Vulture was his love interest's father.
That was a great turn.
And the scene where he's buried under rubble and he's realizing that he's way out of his league, way out of his depth. And he just has to push through it and get it done regardless.
It's like, come on, Spider-Man.
There was no scene like that in this movie.
Right.
I mean, kind of there was, but not that emotionally impactful. But what I liked about this one is that it's a shame. I think Stan Lee would have loved this Spider-Man movie versus any other Spider-Man movie.
Why?
Because I feel like this Spider-Man movie is classic Spider-Man in the way that Stan Lee wanted him. Because in his mind, the way he explains Spider-Man is that it's a kid trying his best to be normal and living an every day-to-day life, and he's constantly having to be pulled out of it in order to do his job as Spider-Man. And they do a good job of that all the way throughout.
They do.
Because he has this goal that he wants to achieve throughout the whole thing, and he has to constantly balance and make excuses and all these things to try and have a normal life, but then also having to be responsible to be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I think this movie does that better than any of the other Spider-Man movies that have come out so far.
I agree with that.
And also, going into Mysterio, I wasn't so stoked over Mysterio in the sense that it's yet another Marvel villain that's linked to Tony Stark almost arbitrarily, which is a spoiler. But I didn't like that, but I was able to get past it.
Wait.
What I did like about it though was that I loved that the battle. Well, Ali already talked about, but the battle between him and Mysterio is very classic Spider-Man versus Mysterio stuff.
Yeah.
Like when you read the books, and I remember some of them. Like,
well, I think
the movie captures exactly what that should have felt like.
I agree.
I think in comic movies, they struggle to capture what. And basically, comics are about just the battles. You know, if you have this person versus this person, that basically defines like the major arcs in comics. And when you have those battles, it's hard to make them feel like as important as they do in comics. But this one felt like it was just you were zoomed in on these two characters.
I think that's the best use of a Spider-Man villain in a Spider-Man movie.
That I could get behind that.
But you know, I'm sorry when you brought up Edith and I didn't wait. No, it was over there. I heard it.
Yeah, he didn't.
Nobody brought up.
Nobody is.
You know what? You're not the first guy. Go ahead.
I'm just gonna say what I was
gonna say.
Speaking of Edith,
which nobody brought up.
That was the one thing I hated about the movie. Is Tony Stark is so smug and so smart,
but
he didn't build a villain failsafe, like in case these glasses fall into the that he didn't build a villain failsafe into it.
He built Ultron.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say Tony Stark has made a history of making bad mistakes with his tech.
That is true,
almost historically.
But do you think he would have learned?
This whole thing got stuck.
He wouldn't have gloated with the thing that would have been his next Ultron.
All right,
hold on.
His business partner was selling weapons to terrorists. That's the whole way that this
I got a way better example of this, and it's even more current. A high school child was able to hack the Spider-Man suit.
Okay,
so
right,
if you didn't have a problem with that, the glass thing
Parker.
Is nothing.
It was Peter Parker. It was Ned.
It was Ned. It wasn't even Peter Parker.
See, no, but what you...
He's a very talented young man.
I think what you guys are missing... It's more important for Tony Stark to troll people than it is to actually build Edith.
Why would they make the name that?
Everybody,
if it was going to be handed over to a villain.
Even dead... I'm the hero? Come on, man. That was freaking great.
And it's
going to
be
great.
Used in two-thirds of the
movie. Wait, what was it again?
Villain.
Even dead, I'm the hero.
It's pretty great.
Even dead, I'm
did
the hero.
Did he say dead?
He said even dead.
Man, I heard something completely different.
Yeah, he said even dead,
I thought he said
I'm the hero.
I'm the hero. Seriously thought that's what they said.
No, he said, to be fair,
I was a little tired last night.
Okay, good. Yeah, he said even dead, I'm the hero. And that was why I cracked up.
Eater Richard, I'm the hero.
No, it's not what he said.
Richard starts with an R.
I know.
So her name's Aerith.
Hey, Todd, shut up.
They know what we're saying.
All right.
But yeah,
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
It's all right.
What I loved in the other Spider-Man movie, I didn't fall in love with this one. But it was a very classic Spider-Man story. But the cliffhanger that sets up for the next film has got me seriously intrigued,
yes.
And I'm hoping to God that they don't try to cheat their way out of it.
No, you're right.
Like, I'm really hoping the next movie doesn't cheat their way out of what's set up in this one because I really want to see that paid off.
I do.
They're going to set up Ben Reilly in the next one. He's not even Peter Parker.
You know what? The next movie kicks in. Peter Parker goes on the lam. He's gone. Nobody's seen him in years. Yeah. And Miles Morales is Spider-Man now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
Ben Reilly is Night Monkey.
I think when
and then he comes in and says, "I'm from a multiverse. I'm from this universe, and I came back through this time rip that was in an animated film once." He even actually says that. That way, Alika gets everything he wants.
There's only one thing I don't like about that is that, you know, if that happens, there's going to be the proverbial scene where Peter Parker stands in front of a press conference and goes, "I'm Spider-Man," just like Tony Stark.
You do know that happened in the Civil War book, right?
I understand that, but I mean, are we just picking pieces from different books?
I don't think they'd be that blatant with it.
That's what was heavy-handed about this movie. It's not like a gentle passing of the torch. It's like a smashing of the torch from Tony's hand into Peter's hand. It's like, this is your, we're passing this torch in this movie. You're the new Iron Man.
But to be fair, at this point, Peter has gone through way more than Tony Stark ever has.
True.
Granted, he's a kid, but he's gone to space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can we just mention?
Nick Fury even brings it up.
That Iron Man zombie scene was awesome.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
I love that part.
It's all about illusions.
I wanted it to be Tony in the helmet, though, and he's like, his face is all rotting. I wanted
melting
that
off RDJ. Awesome.
But I guess for another movie. It probably would have cost $20 million just to do that shot.
Right, you have to pay Tony. Yeah. I mean, Tony. Gosh,
his name is Robert Downey Jr.
It's RDJ.
He's not, you know these movies aren't like documentaries, so
they're
right?
They're not docs. They're not real.
They didn't film Endgame on another planet, and then we're just getting to see it.
So Italy's not like totally messed up?
No.
Okay.
We're fine.
All right, good.
That was an illusion.
Aaron? Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. There's one more thing I wanted to say.
Oh, crap.
And it's something I brought up when we saw Endgame. I wanted to see them address what the world was like afterwards. And granted, they kind of jokingly did that.
I loved it.
They totally did, though. That
but
was awesome.
I was satisfied with how they did it.
I did.
Because when they show the high school gymnasium just randomly fill up with a whole bunch of people, that alone made me satisfied for how everybody would come back.
I was telling you guys at the end game, that was exactly what happened.
But I didn't want them to glance over it, so they got it. They did it right there in the beginning. They got it out of the way, and I was satisfied.
And they called it the blip.
The blip.
The blip.
I don't think we would have called it that if it really happened here.
We might have.
I think we'd be way more freaked out about it, though, than they are in that movie.
I think it would have been called The Rapture. Anyway, Aaron, sir.
But those people didn't get naked.
Yeah. What did you think, Mr. What? Five Stars?
Mr. I didn't give it five
Mr.
stars.
Mr. Five Stars.
Yeah, four I'm sorry, Mr. What, four what, and a half stars.
All right, let him finish.
Mr. 10 stars.
Let him get started. Aaron, what was your take on Spider-Man Far From Home?
I love this movie.
Okay.
That was, for me, it's up there with Raimi's second one.
Wow.
Like, it was, I don't know, it's just like, it felt so much more of an improvement over Homecoming. Homecoming is great. It's not, don't get me wrong. But the action is incredible. I think it was well choreographed. It was much bigger. The visual effects was amazing, especially that whole illusion sequence.
Right.
It was real. The comedy was real sharp. Mm-hmm. It kept funny, kept going, laughing. And I don't know, it was just...
Would you say that this is better than Spider-Man 2?
Raimi's Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
I would...
Wow.
That movie doesn't really hold up anymore.
I don't know, it's pretty hokey
and cheesy now.
It is, but it's the same thing.
It's got a charm to it, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, but
Far From Home is close, but it's real close.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and they're holding him up above them like Christ.
Right.
It's a little... it's a little dopey. Don't get me wrong. I still enjoy it for its charm, but yeah.
I just wasn't feeling Ned as much as the first movie.
Ned?
They mostly wrote him out.
Yeah.
Ned?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was hoping that they were going to keep playing that role where he's the guy in the chair, you know, like how he was in the other one. But they just kind of explained him away in the story.
He's just a kid.
They gave him a girlfriend and they just tranked
him. But he was so game to be Peter's, basically Alfred.
Yeah.
You know.
Wait a minute, but if you go along with the idea that they're kids and they go through real life kid type emotions, that guy getting a girlfriend would be really important to him and really exciting.
No. That's what you're missing. The point is that what he's saying is they, because of that, Ned gets pushed off mm-hmm. to the side.
Oh, no, I totally embrace that.
Yeah, he's got no issue with that.
I was hoping to see the Man in the Chair stuff on an international level, which I guess would have been, I don't know, maybe it would have been cool.
Listen,
but
maybe it's more affirming that a fat guy gets they, a cute white
But I guess they also
right?
wanted to keep Peter as alone as possible.
Yeah,
it's
in white.
It's more Spider-Man's movie.
Like, yeah, they wanted to keep him off. As on his own as possible. Yeah. So, I mean, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's nice for a fat Filipino kid to get a... Nice holly chick, right?
Are you writing your Christmas?
I'm writing my movie.
Did you imagine you were Ned in that movie?
A little bit.
You know you don't... I mean, I don't want to say it, but...
You can.
You need a tan.
I'm allowing you.
You don't look Filipino.
He can still live vicariously through the character.
Okay, listen, just because I don't look it doesn't mean I'm not it. Okay?
I kind of feel like that should count somehow.
I can be whoever I want to be.
Why you got to play identity politics with him?
Because I don't think it's real.
All right. I'm going to show you a picture of my mom. Anyway, Aaron.
I've already seen one.
Good. Aaron, so you
Where
loved
did you
it.
See it?
Loved it. So you had no issues with it.
Well, except Ned.
Except for Ned.
That was disappointing.
He saw it on Celebrity G.
Wow. All right. All right, Isaac. You're up, sir.
Hashtag
what do you
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay, I'm going to keep my...
Oh, you like Jake Gyllenhaal, too.
Special celebrity guest, Isaac Martinez.
Thank you. Celebrity even.
All right. Okay, let's not get
I'm going to keep mine short and sweet because I know we're trying to keep the pod
yes,
short
sir.
And sweet.
Yes, sir.
Instead of explaining why I liked it, because I did like it. I didn't love it, but mm-hmm. I liked it. I'm going to explain how I liked it. I'm going to use terminology that especially you understand.
Sure, go ahead.
Don't use big words.
When you watch a wrestling pay-per-view.
Yes.
A wrestling pay-per-view is typically 3 to 4 hours.
Yes.
The way they book the show is at the end of each hour, you have a main event caliber match.
Right.
And if you have a main event caliber match, which is usually like an epic experience, the way they choreograph it and everything,
right?
The crowd is so spent, you don't follow that with another huge match.
Right.
You have a lighter match.
Right.
We just had Endgame. Spider-Man Far From Home is the match Vince McMahon books after a main event match. And that's how I like it. You can
I get
still
that.
Be good.
I like
it
that.
It doesn't have to be great. It works within the bigger picture.
I like
that's
that.
How I liked Far From Home.
I
that's
like
exactly
that.
How they do... The MCU.
Pretty also, much. I have one other thing to say, and then I can move on to the man, Bernardi, here.
Great.
Although I appreciate Vacation
he's
playing
the
in the closing credits, in my mind, I want it to be Lindsay Buckingham's Summertime Road.
I'm sure you did. That would have been sweet. I'm with you on that 100%. But listen, having the Go-Go sing Vacation was pretty good.
Right.
So, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
So there's my review.
Fantastic. So I really appreciate that short and sweet review, and I totally get it. And you're absolutely, I think
he just wants to hear this freight train of Bernardi that's
coming. I'm ready.
I'm very excited.
Chugga,
chugga, chugga, chugga, chugga, chugga, chugga, woo, woo. Here comes Todd Biggity Bernardi.
I like it.
Run out of time.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked the first one too, though.
All right.
But wait, it's not self-contained. There's stuff that you don't get explained.
Well, that's, I mean...
Like, you don't know how he got to be Spider-Man.
It's true.
Who's this Nick Fury guy? Why is he chasing him down?
You don't know why everybody's talking it's about true. People disappearing.
You don't know about the...
You don't know about who the Avengers are, even though they're referenced
why
a lot.
Why is Happy trying to bang his auntie?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
That's self-explanatory.
To be fair,
we have to explain this to you, Alika.
To be fair, if I was happy,
Alika, this is why.
I'm just saying why happy specifically. Because I don't
know. Okay. Dude, I mean, if I was Happy Hogan, come on.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
All right.
Tony's dead. Come on. It's like, you know.
He's like, Tony's no longer an obstacle.
That's right. He's not an obstacle.
I can't compete with all that money, but he's dead now.
I like how
it's time for Happy to get happy.
Wouldn't you be going after Pepper though? To be fair,
no,
nope.
Because that's Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't know if you forgot.
Yeah, and then you got to watch her kid.
Oh, is she untouchable?
Have you read about the stuff she does for herself in her magazine?
No, I heard about that.
She's hot, jade egg baby.
It's not. It's jeez. Not. That's not how you should treat a jade stone, sir.
It's
what else did you think? Oh,
it's good.
Jade eggs aside, I think it was
this movie's like the jade egg of the Marvel
Cinematic. Oh my gosh, shut up.
I felt like this was just a Kegel exercise to the next Avengers movie.
Oh my, Todd, what? Shut up. What did you think of the movie?
Your metaphors
idiot.
Are on
your
fire
tonight. They are on fire.
Don't say it, just spell out the word.
Okay.
Just spray it.
Kegel's spelled with a K, right?
No. Yes.
No, shut up, Todd. Yeah. What do you think of the film?
I like how sort of street level the Spider-Man movie is, in a way. Like, I mean,
what do you mean?
Well, there's just, it's not too fantastic. I mean, it's you get to see him. There's more character stuff happening. You know, you get to see more interpersonal relationships develop between the characters.
Yeah.
I think that the dialogue's pretty good. I think that MJ is like perfect for Peter because they're both super awkward. And
I feel like it shouldn't be MJ.
I like that.
I thought they were.
She's so way not MJ in any way that I wish she was a whole other character.
I agree, 100%.
I don't have a problem with that character. I just don't think she should be MJ.
Well, I kind of feel like, I mean, he's only like now he's 16, so. You know, we're going to have like a 17-year-old. I don't think we're going to get a college.
And you
got to
remember
Peter
that
Parker
MJ was written by a bunch of horny old white men.
Whoa.
And
whoa, how do we know
teenager?
White
I don't know if you know this. These movies are still being written by the same guys.
No, no, they're not. No teenager is going to walk into a doorway and go, face it, Tiger, you just hit the jackpot.
I'm not expecting
not
that moment.
She was speaking like a 40-year-old, like, hoo-ah.
She's being ironic. It's a thing.
That's not going to be MJ ever in the real world. Nobody's going to buy that. So,
are you correcting Todd? Because that was Todd's stance.
Yeah, that's true.
That she wasn't like him. That she, I mean,
I like.
No, I do. I was correcting him. I was correcting. No, I was correcting him.
I'm not being corrected because my opinion doesn't merit correction.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah,
I think that she's perfect.
Yeah, I love her.
As the love interest. All right,
perfect.
Whether
come
she's
on.
Michelle. Or
yeah,
MJ or whoever.
MJ's good.
She's not.
Wow.
She's not.
She's
Mary
Michelle Jackson. Mm.
She's not Mary Jane.
So much for comic book guys here defending the honor of Mary Jane.
Well, Mary. I mean, we're never gonna get.
Kirsten Dunst was maximum comic accurate Mary Jane, and
no,
that
she's not.
Was what it was. And then
wait, what? No,
Kirsten Dunst did not come across at all like what MJ felt like in the book.
So then who? Has been closest.
Alicia
in
Witt.
Live action.
Mm-hmm. Alicia Witt. She would have been a great MJ.
She would have been a great, yeah.
To be fair,
Emma Stone.
No one else has.
That's what I'm saying. So the other one we have is.
What's funny is that.
Out of the crappy ones.
Yeah.
That's what.
I would say Zendaya's better.
Because Emma Stone in The Amazing Spider-Man was Gwen Stacy. Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Right.
No, she was Flash Thompson.
That's why I had a problem with
that's
that
why
movie.
You're confused in both those
damn
movies.
Damn it. No, what I'm saying is that Emma Stone would have been a great MJ. I don't think she was a good
I disagree
Gwen
with
Stacy.
That, too. You're wrong. You're wrong. No. I think I don't agree
no,
with that.
No, I crap. Think Emma Stone could have been a good MJ.
She would have been.
Role, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So you like the time.
You know who should have played MJ in this movie? Sharon Stone.
Gross. Wow. That seems a little
that's
weird.
That's a bold choice.
That is a very bold choice.
Does that mean
choice.
We have to add a beaver shot to the MCU?
Whoa!
Both of those words are not swears.
That's dude, true. There's beavers all over Central Park. What are you getting all upset about?
Wow. All right. I guess I was I guess I can't be upset about that.
He's getting upset about beavers. I mean, so what?
Todd.
That would be my favorite member of the porno version of Suicide Squad is Beaver Shot.
Okay. That's now see where we're going with this?
Why are you looking at me? I didn't say it.
We're fan casting Suicide Squad. All
right. Awesome.
Suicide Squad 2, no less, with James Gunn.
Todd. Is there anything else you'd like to add about Far From Home?
I don't think that it was perfect, and I agree with Gannon about how the first one, that twist at the end, there was no real twist.
Like the twist of Mysterio, granted, it's because we knew, but it didn't land the same way that one did.
No.
Wow.
You kind of knew that he was going to be the bad guy the entire time.
Right.
Yeah. It was very, I mean, I'd like to assume if I didn't know that character was a villain.
Yeah,
I kind of would have figured it out anyway because there's no villain setup in the whole damn movie.
Right.
True.
The elementals are not really. I never bought the elementals for a second.
The global
not for
thing.
A second. No.
Yeah, like I never really felt like.
Because they're even presented almost as an afterthought. Like they don't seem like an actual threat. It's just like, oh, Spider-Man, we need to go do this because this is going to happen.
Yeah.
It didn't really seem like something was really happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't get like the S.H.I.E.L.D. stuff didn't seem. Legitimate to me either.
But it was
supposed to be off. It was supposed to be off.
Still. But I mean the same way the Mysterio stuff is supposed to be kinda off.
Yeah.
Like I just felt like they were telegraphing it.
But he still had complete 100% control of Earthbound Shield.
That is the one fault I have with the movie. I don't believe for a second Nick Fury would use a decoy in his place. I feel like if he ever actually did take a vacation, he would just have agents out there. He wouldn't have somebody pretending to be him.
But to be fair, isn't there an intergalactic equivalent to Shield in the Marvel Universe?
Planetary.
Sword. Yeah, that's it.
So it's pronounced sword.
Sword.
There's a W in it.
So anyway, we can get into that later, but
because it's not sitch, it's switch. Silly-ism. So it's sword.
Wow. So now's your time to shine, format. What
just
was
do
your
a victory
take?
Laugh.
Yeah, what was your
drop
take on the movie?
The mic.
Oh, I'm done.
He already reviewed it a month
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you're done.
Tal is just going to point out the Venom cameo is really forced.
And response division.
What's that?
That's a sword.
Sword, okay.
You know what? After your review, I would like you to break down the end credit scene. Because I remember you saying something in the theater, and I was...
Wait, which one?
The Fury. Well, the only thing that I didn't get correct is the time it happens. I was hoping that the bus scene from Endgame, like when Pete jumps off of the bus and jumps onto the donut ship.
That was kind of speculated.
That was them coming back from far from
far
home.
From home.
There was a speculation about that, I remember.
But that would have been cool.
But other than that, everything else was perfect, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it all right.
Yeah, you did.
All of it.
But
all
more, almost more importantly, did you like the movie?
I did, actually. I liked the movie. I think that knowing things ahead of time kind of, I wouldn't say ruin it, but it definitely, you know what I mean? Like nothing was a surprise.
Right.
And I know, and there's that whole aspect of Mysterio, you know, being the bad guy and stuff. And they play it out like he's the good guy until the switch. But there's, even non-comic book people knew, you know what I mean? So there's nothing. I think it would have been more entertaining if they kept him the good guy.
Yeah, it's a movie
that's an interesting
kind of ruined
concept.
By the fact that you already know what he is.
Right.
And they've done like a Mandarin kind of switch.
Hoping,
yeah.
Because of the whole multiverse thing and how popular Into the Spider-Verse was.
Right.
That everybody was hoping that this would be the MCU jump into the multiverse. We get a bunch of different Spider-Mans.
And this Mysterio was a good
right,
guy.
Right, if this Mysterio was a link to that. But everyone that wanted it to happen was saying it happened because of the snap. Mm. The snap has nothing to do with
the
dimensional
blip.
Things.
Yeah. And like I said, I was worried about the whole...
I don't
whole
know why anybody thought so.
I was worried about the whole multiverse thing anyway. I was like, this
I
is not going to work.
I adamant about it, too.
Yeah. I would did not make
there are different timelines now because of that. But that's almost more because of what the Avengers did and what Thanos did.
Like, I just had a conversation with someone this past Sunday before the movie about Captain America and the whole going back and forth. And he's saying he's the gem to go side to side between dimensions. I was like, no. You can only go forward and back, not side to side.
Yeah. Right?
Right. And he didn't understand that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this has nothing to do with Far From Home, but it's. I just think it's funny how a lot of people want something so bad,
right?
That they're willing to overlook.
I thought that there was so much on Marvel's plate that I thought that the multiverse idea at the time was stupid. Anyone
it's super unwieldy a thing to do in movies.
I think it's possible. I think you can manage it, but it needs to be something that you're ease into.
Yeah.
Like, multiverse can happen, but it's going to be another 10-year stretch.
That's a good point, because I think they already have enough with Cosmic and Earthbound already, and I think you're absolutely right, because that was my biggest problem when I said, they're going to introduce the multiverse. I was like, don't do that. You've already kind of established.
I don't know why anybody thought that was legit.
I don't know.
It's really Mysterio. Weird. Of course he's lying.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Did you like it better than Homecoming?
No.
Interesting.
I'll say no, but I did enjoy it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
I think the beats were too predictable. Like, there was a lot of things that happened, and you knew was going to happen, and then it happened, you're like,
It plays like a very angsty teen film, which is
fine. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only thing that I really, really enjoyed about it was the way they played with the fact that Peter had no time.
Yeah.
He had no time to do what he wanted to do and, you know, be the responsible one.
Right, right.
And it's classic Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like he wants to pass off all this stuff so he can just be him. Right. Which is super cool. I thought that was great. And
to his credit, like, that's exactly how he should be.
Yeah.
Like, no, why are you calling me? There are gods now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so he's got to accept his place in this new universe, right, which is kind of cool. And you're absolutely right. I'm with you 100% that one of the best things about this movie aren't the stuff when he's in the suit. My favorite things in this movie are when he's not in the suit.
When he's just trying to be a kid.
Yeah, I loved it.
I love those moments.
I completely agree with you 100%.
I kind of wish we'd eventually get a Spider-Man movie, though, where his mask doesn't come off at the end.
I would like that as well.
Way too many people can see his face.
I would like
it
that
It happens
as well.
In every movie.
Yeah. I do like that.
And
as
I
well.
Get that you want to have a connection to the person.
But he's got a Peter tingle, so he knows if someone's watching.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah,
the Peter tingle.
I like how
that was super
Peter
cute.
Tingle is like hooked to the.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. Peter Tingle is the new I Love You 3000. People are going to be saying that for weeks after this movie. Yeah.
I've already seen people tweeting that today.
Exactly.
It's cute.
Like,
it's going to be the new I Love You 3000. There's going to be shirts on T-Fury said Peter Tingle and all kinds of stuff.
Well, listen.
But hey, you know what? I'm fine with it because Marissa Tomei said it.
She's cute.
She gives me a Ganon tingle.
Wow. She. God. Anyway.
But going to what Alika was talking about and how there seemed to be a lot of confusion at the end credit scene where Fury woke up and was like, everybody back to work.
Yeah.
That's the Tahiti.
Right. What?
Oh. That was totally Tahiti.
You only go to Tahiti if you die.
What? Is that true?
Why are you still here?
Well, let me give you my my take on this really quick before we get out of here. I have to tell you.
It does add up, Todd.
Yeah, kind of does.
It's not so much a vacation where you die and you go until
it could just be a place. It just could be a place to rejuvenate.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Tahiti.
It's rejuvenate.
Sword is Tahiti.
Wow, it's interesting. Makes sense.
It's all space stuff now, right?
Right, it is. Cosmic. It's all cosmic stuff now.
But I kind of wanted to see, like the Fantastic Four meet him on the bridge of the.
Jeez, that would have been huge.
Like, oh, that would have been
with Keanu Reeves as Reed Richards.
Well.
Yeah.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, has anybody seen the first set photos from Bill and Ted 3?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so can't wait.
Yeah. He shaved his beard off. He looks pretty hot. So
he's wearing a button-up shirt.
I've never wanted a movie more in my life.
Wow.
I thought you were going to say I never wanted Keanu more.
No, I've always wanted
That's everybody wants Keanu.
You know, this whole everybody loves Keanu thing, I'm like, okay, where have you guys been? Because he's always been awesome. Why does everybody love him all of a sudden?
Yeah, I know.
He's never stopped being awesome.
He's awesome and also not rapey.
Well, but that's my point.
There's no accusations or zero, like he's clean.
He doesn't even touch women.
Yeah, he doesn't.
He does the hover. He's just like, hey, let's take a picture, but I'm not going to invade your boundaries.
Because they're yucky.
Yeah.
Ladies are yucky.
That's because girls
are
like
yucky. Cooties.
He's like, ew.
Girls are gross. All right, listen, before we get
out of here. She didn't bathe, probably.
Before we get out of here.
Oh, yeah, you didn't give
your. Do you think Keanu Reeves is rapey?
And that's the show, everybody.
Oh, wait, are we still talking about the movie, or are we talking about Keanu Reeves?
I'm going to tell you just really quick. I'll give you my thoughts. Number one.
Make it quick, because we have a movie in 20 minutes.
I thought the movie was actually very well done. Not better than Homecoming. I hated Zendaya in this movie.
Oh,
I think her caricature of MJ is awful. I think the Filipino kid is terrible.
Oh.
I think he's terrible in this movie.
That's racist.
Don't like it.
Why
at
do you
all?
Have to identify as race?
I thought that
his name's Ned. God.
Okay. Ned? That's how forgettable he is. I didn't even remember his name.
Keep going.
Next.
Your garbage takes.
I am a huge Mysterio fan. Mysterio is my favorite Rose Gallery character in Spider-Man's books. I love Mysterio.
All your taste is in your mouth.
Okay. I also think that it was an amazing. I thought what I liked about it was the fact that I liked the fact that his suit was an illusion in and of itself. It wasn't an actual suit.
It's the first time they got away with an actual motion capture suit on camera.
That was crazy.
And I was like, wow, that's really cool that the illusion of him being Mysterio is an illusion.
Like, he was never actually there.
Right. And I thought that was really cool. And even though it was a really stupid and dorky that he was wearing that stupid fishbowl on his head when he's not, when you don't see him in the actual suit.
I can't wait till it comes out on Blu-ray because you know the sex artist must have put a fish in there at some point.
The movie should have had a song from Use Your Illusion.
It could have been. But yeah, I actually thought that Jake Gyllenhaal was fairly decent. I did not, for as much as I enjoyed everything out of the suit, I enjoyed all of the beats that were not in the Spider-Man suit. I have to tell you, there was one part that I did not like because they tried to fit so much exposition in that one scene where Jake Gyllenhaal is standing with the champagne bottle in his hand, and he's going, "We screwed Tony Stark, ha ha! And this guy did this, ha ha! And this chick did this, ha ha! Ha ha ha!" And yeah, I was like. Okay, I know you're trying to get a lot of exposition in there.
I was fine with that because they were celebrating this epic scale plot that they had to put together.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
Until they started not doing flashbacks for the random guys.
Right, exactly, the random dudes.
And then you held my cape.
That's
right.
You did the drones. Ha-ha.
Trimmed the hedges.
The way you're explaining it makes it sound a lot lamer than it actually was done.
It was
kind of. No, but he's got it all up in his hand, and he's doing this, and he's pointing to everybody out in the crowd, and he's like, "We screwed him."
He's a performer. That's the whole point of his character.
No. But I'm not just talking about him. I'm talking about the whole crowd was there. Was
I don't think they were doing that too.
They did. They were all raising their glasses.
The live action Beauty and the
we
Beast.
We like
they're
Mysterio.
Yeah.
No one fights like this.
Well, Mysterio does the speech from Cocktail.
Yeah. Other than that.
That would have been a great place to bring what's his face back as oh my god, what's his name? The villain in Iron Man 1.
Oh, you mean Obadiah Stane?
Yeah, Obadiah Stane. It turns out he was alive.
Right.
And then he was like funding all this stuff. That would have been kind of cool.
Hey, Obadiah Stane was in it. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
That's what it felt like to me. I was like,
you're
okay,
an idiot.
I thought that was.
I wonder how much footage that was made with Paramount sold over to Sony just to put that one little snippet to explain that one random guy nobody would have remembered.
I like
without
the fact
it.
That Quentin Beck was pissed off that he called his tech Barf. That was funny.
Like, look,
it was a little. You know what? I don't want to crap on it because you're crapping on it. But when they showed the scene of him, like,
right.
Placed into that footage, yes, it felt like
making his reaction off stage.
It was like that part felt very
Scooby-Doo.
It felt so Scooby-Doo,
right?
Like,
because they zoom in on his face,
and they were like he wasn't there.
A
what?
Big part of this movie felt like Scooby-Doo. In Scooby-Doo episodes, it's guys projecting fake ghosts to trick people.
This was actually the plot of Scooby-Doo too,
but without spoiling the end.
Sure.
Like, you know, when it shows that he had a contingency if he lost, it definitely epically sets Peter Parker up.
Well, I will say this.
It definitely raises the stakes.
I will say this, is that Jake Gyllenhaal's portrayal of Quentin Beck from when I was a kid is pretty spot on. I thought the illusions were phenomenal. The way they did them, they were compelling. They were like they literally came out of a comic book panel. I thought that was so awesome the way they did that.
Last night, though, you did say that you wish he was an effects guy.
That's just me going. I felt like, listen, it doesn't make any sense that he would be a Hollywood effects guy. It makes more sense that he's a disgruntled employee of Tony Stark. That does make sense.
But everybody.
Yeah.
But that's going to be like every villain.
Everybody's a disgruntled
employee.
I'm
so sick of every villain being like, Tony Stark screwed me over.
That's true. Right?
But, I mean, Tony Stark.
10 years.
Yeah, he's got a lot of, he's got his hand in everything. He's got a lot of money, so he's going to piss off a lot of people.
So everybody hates him.
But I don't want every villain
tied
to him.
So the Sinister Six has nothing to do with Spider-Man. Right. They're all part of Iron Man's rogues gallery now.
Interesting. But yeah, I have to tell you something.
Spider-Man inherited them. Just like all of Tony's tech and his fortune, apparently.
Amazing.
He's just in control of everything
that
Tony had.
Fortune.
Fortune?
Just to let everybody know.
Wife just got shafted?
Oh. Yeah,
I thought the suit, the Mysterio suit, was awesome.
Oh, yeah, Pepper.
I really like this suit. The Mysterio suit. It was awesome.
Yeah, Mysterio suit's great.
Never in a million years that I think they were actually going to do the
Flash Bowl.
I thought they were going to try and find a way to fake it out.
The funny thing is that from the movie. I always give crap to Alika about the whole costume thing. Now, for me, for somebody that has an affection for Mysterio, I have to tell you something. I really thought that worked, and now I kind of understand where he's coming from, because that worked for me. I don't think anybody would have thought the fishbowl with the clouds in it would have
worked. I'm not surprised that you lack empathy until something bad happens to you. that actually kind of isn't keeping with your character.
That is very true.
It's definitely on brand.
Yes, I lack a lot of empathy. Anyway, I'm glad you all liked it. I think, is it safe to say
you
this
didn't
is
like
a...
It?
I'm glad I didn't like it.
Yeah, I think
we're
it's safe to say,
you
though,
your time.
Regardless of whether or not Cynthia liked it, because she's woke.
Yeah, that's why she didn't like it.
This is definitely a Nerd Watch recommend, right? I would say. Yes,
of
we
course.
Recommend this movie. Yeah. For
you
sure.
You can't miss an episode of the
why
MCU TV show.
Why would you
TV
not
show?
Watch it if you watch all the other
oh,
ones?
Oh, I recommend it. You got to see it. I mean, I say, in context of everything.
I say save your money and go see Hobbs and Shaw.
Well, I definitely want to see Hobbs
awesome.
And Shaw. That looks so awesome.
When they showed all those motorcycle tricks that Idris Elba's going to be
yes.
doing.
Yes.
Ooh, baby.
You mean that his CGI stunt double is
there? I don't
you
give a crap.
You should shut your mouth.
He's genetically altered.
I thought you would have wanted to recommend Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, don't do that.
Once again, I'm going to say this because I said in the movie theater, it should have been dudes. That's all I'm going to say about
Whoa,
Charlie's Angels.
Oh, I said that first.
I did. I was in the theater.
Old white dudes.
I said that first.
Oh, did he?
I think they should have took the Charlie's Angels license and put it in a hole and buried it.
Since we're swapping, gender swapping everything.
What I actually said is that in an age where we're gender and race swapping everything,
yes.
that we should have done the reverse for Charlie's mm-hmm. Angels.
Well, what you guys didn't realize, it was a red herring, and these are really the Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow. That's incredible.
The Dukes of Hazzard are now international spies.
Yep.
I think it'd be happy.
And they still drive the General Lee.
I actually might be happier if the Charlie's Angels were transgendered. I don't know why.
What?
I think I might have been more happy with
that. You're a transgender?
You know, what maybe
you
they
don't
are.
Seem the type.
Yeah, you don't know.
It's a good point. I don't know. That's right. It's all about how you feel that day.
Wait, you're sure Kristen Stewart isn't?
Ooh, good point.
I'm saying in the movie, not in real life.
No, true. No, I got
she
you.
Could be.
Feeling you.
That girl's gender fluid.
I don't know those other girls'
gender
movies,
fluid.
So I don't want to speak for them.
It's true. Well, listen, before we
She's
get out of here.
She's non-binary.
She is non-binary. Wait, haven't I said on the show that I'm non-binary?
She doesn't do computer programming?
She's hot. That's
yeah.
all I know.
Yeah, she,
really?
That's
like,
what that means. She doesn't know how to program a computer.
I love Kristen Stewart. I don't know why. Against my better judgment. She's awesome.
You know, I'm not going to lie. She looks like a lot more fun in this movie than I've ever seen her in any other movie.
That's a good point. I'll give you that.
Because she seems very tone dead in every other movie she's in, but mm-hmm. it looks like she's actually having
she's
fun.
She's great
in this
as
one.
Joan Jett as well. Did you see the Runaways
movie?
Oh,
the Runaways movie? Yeah, she's good.
Ooh.
She's good.
I didn't know there was
okay.
one.
Okay.
She's pretty good.
I did
that.
Come on.
She's okay.
Really
wow. I'm interested.
Harsh criticism.
It's great.
That's not harsh. Harsh would be like, she sucks.
Too.
That's
true.
That's harsh.
Have you seen the Twilights?
Dakota Fanning.
I've seen all the Twilights.
Wow.
Especially the one with the weird CGI baby.
What was
that's the most terrifying thing in a movie I've ever seen.
American Ultra?
I didn't see that one.
Yes, that's actually a really good movie.
I didn't see that.
That's a Max Landis movie. You should see it. It's good.
We can't like Max Landis movies anymore, dummy.
Damn it. All right, it's not in my collection.
He is not woke anymore.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's not good.
That's fair. If I can't like Baby Driver right now, I can't. Yeah,
that's a good point. God damn.
Well, how come you can't like Baby Driver?
Hello, Kevin Spacey.
But then that means I can't like Seven, and I can't accept a world where I can't like the movie Seven.
You can't like it. It's not appropriate.
Nope. You can't make
so
me
then
like Seven.
So then I can like my movie, and he can like his movie.
I will let Usual Suspects go.
Whoa.
But I will not let Seven go.
If a movie is more than 10 years old, you can't like it.
How dare you?
I will not let Seven go.
There's some pretty messed up stuff going on back then.
And it's not to say I don't care about what Kevin Spacey has done, but I will not let Seven go.
Do you know what?
Seven is an amazing movie.
Do you know what Prince said about Seven? Anyway. I'll let that go. Anyway.
No. Where are you going to go with that? Because I don't think you had something ready for that.
I did. I was going to say.
I think
that's
the joke
in and of itself.
Were you going to do the Prince squawk?
I was going to do it. Anyway, listen, before we get out of here, A-Ron, where are you going? Come here.
He has to use the prep box.
No, he doesn't. Before we leave, we do have to check in with A-Ron really quick before we go to the movies.
Are you sure? Because we only have 10 minutes to get there.
What
and nothing came out.
Escape Plan 3 and Best of Enemies.
Thank you very much.
In other words,
and of course, the digital copy of Shazam is now out. If you want it,
it's pronounced Shazam.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, got it. Well, listen, we do have a
Peter Tingle.
Yeah,
shut up. Cute.
We do have a premiere to get to. We're gonna go watch Midsommar. We'll have more on that next week, Tuesday.
It's pronounced premiere.
Yeah, so we got a premiere that you're gonna want to take. If you are free, come by tonight. We're gonna be at the Maui Mall Megaplex. Midsommar, Ari Aster's brand new film, his sophomore effort from Hereditary. You're gonna watch it. So we are out of time. So until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace out. Much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy.
Peace out
and of
to
course,
you.
For the one and only Isaac. Todd, Format, Gannon.
I forgot everybody's
Dr.
name.
Dr. Freaky Daddy Leaky, Cynthia, and my, of course, myself, G Money. We'll see you guys next time right here on the Nerd Watch.
Don't remind them.
Aloha. I forgot you.